You are listening to Up to Me Radio, the best in inspirational talk radio. It's up to me.
It's up to me to be the very best I can be. And it's up to you.
Welcome back to the Up to Me Magazine Show. The Up to Me Magazine Show is your inspirational go-to platform for behind the scenes with industry professionals and talent in Christian entertainment and successful small businesses. Join us today as my guest will be singer, actress, mentor, and host, LaVon Nichols. I'm your host, Gabby G, because I was born with the gift of gab, a trait that each of my friends and family can all attest to. So whether you like to talk a lot like me or you're just a great listener, please join me in my virtual Gabby G Cafe and be inspired along with me as I introduce to you each morning another fabulous guest to inspire and educate you. Each week, I will welcome our guests and invite you to join me in conversations on diverse topics that relate to our journeys in awakening and living in our life purpose. I'm blessed and humbled to be a part of this Christ-led team, and I do not take this opportunity to serve as your host for granted. Here at Up to Me Magazine, we love to encourage and empower each other to be the best that we can be. So this program is truly meant to be a platform of voices to be heard and expressed in a safe and non-judgmental environment. Our podcast can be heard on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, and wherever you listen to your other favorite podcasts. Simply search for Up to Me Radio. Up to Me Radio is proud to announce that our new trademark and registered station name, WUMRDB, as members of the National Association of Digital Broadcasters. We encourage you to visit our website at www.up2meradio.com and go to my Up to Me Magazine show page to subscribe for updates, free gifts, sponsor promotions, and more. Stay connected with us on Facebook and Instagram at Up to Me Radio. Well, I'm so excited to welcome all of you back to the seventh season of the Up to Me Magazine show. So I think it's appropriate to bring back for an encore one of my very first guests from my first or second season here at Up to Me Radio. I first met LaVon Nichols at the Narrow Way Christian Film Festival in Philadelphia back in 2016. During that weekend, I was blessed to witness the talent, beauty, and the heart of this gifted woman. Since that time, I've watched her courageous journey and the evolution of her amazing career, and it is for this reason I've asked LaVon to come back and share it with us here today. She's a singer, community organizer, actress, entrepreneur, multimedia host, social media influencer, and the founder and CEO of Say Something Good, LLC. Her greeting card collection, L Notes, is her latest project to encourage people by spreading hope and love and encouraging others through these cards to do the same. She is the host of the acclaimed The LaVon Nichols Show, running currently on YouTube and Dailymotion. She has also been a radio co-host herself on WEHA 88.7 FM for the Joy in the Morning show, in addition to hosting the Industry Buzz on HBH Worldwide Radio. As a social media influencer, she has also worked with such companies as WeTV, Clorox, Campus Philly, and the Rock Hard Faith clothing line. In September of 2020, she released her beautiful single entitled Trust, written and performed to uplift the masses in uncertain and unprecedented times. So please help give me a very warm welcome to Miss LaVon Nichols. Good morning, LaVon.
Good morning, Debbie. I am so happy to be here.
Oh, I am so thrilled. Welcome back as a returning guest, and I know that you're in high demand these days, so I really appreciate the time that you take to be here with us. I know you have a busy schedule because you're a mini-series. That's what I always say.
You know, I will always take time out for you. Just meeting you has been a joy, and you've been a light in my life, so I will always take time for you.
Oh, you're so sweet. I really appreciate that, and I feel the same about you, LaVon. I always like to begin our shows by introducing my guests to our listeners, and especially if they weren't able to catch our earlier show a few years ago. So the last time you were here, you were already becoming pretty well established. You had opened for Gloria Gaynor at the Apollo Theater. Oh, my gosh, I love her. and her song, you know, I Will Survive, that just, like, embodies you. So it's appropriate that the Lord, you know, and we could get into that, but that really, I think, great the way the Lord put that opportunity in front of you, because I think that embodies, you know, you, and how thrilling to be at the Apollo Theater. That's pretty amazing. Oh, I know. It's just amazing. And you sung at the Stellar Award Weekend event, and Radio One's One Love Cruise, and the new Artist Spotlight, and you also won the Julie Award for the Best Feature Person in a Musical. And was that for The Color Purple?
Yes, it was. Yes, it was.
Oh, and you also played Cinderella. So amazing. Oh, amazing. And you also performed on screen, though, with Richard Gere in the movie Benefactor, The Silver Lining Playbook, and the movie Creed with Sylvester Stallone. Yes. So those movies, were they all filmed in Philly?
Yes, or the Philadelphia surrounding areas.
Okay, like the greater Philadelphia area.
Yes.
So you've also appeared in the Dr. Oz show twice. Weren't you in that one twice?
Yeah, at least twice. Yeah, it might have been three times, but yeah, at least twice.
At least twice. I know I've seen you twice. Or the doc. So what did you sell on the Dr. Oz show?
So I was able to connect with the producers who loved my personality and kept asking me to come back because I could bring energy and, you know, and personality to the segments they were talking about. Brain health was one in particular, and then just winter hacks. And so it was just nice to be, you know, called back, like to be called back by Dr. Oz. And they're like, we just love your personality, LaVon. So we're just going to, you know, keep having you come back when we, you know, when we can. So it was a great opportunity. Come to your house with a limousine. It's like, whoa. Okay.
Yes. You know what? My sister-in-law and my niece were on Dr. Oz at that time too. And she said the exact same thing. They treated her like, she goes, I felt like I was like this major star or something. They come to your house in a limousine, they have food, and they do your hair and your makeup, and it was anything that we can get you, and they're just kind. Dr. Oz was kind, and so they had a great experience as well. But, you know, to be invited back like numerous times, and you did such an amazing job, it's very natural for you. The camera is... Yes, the camera is very good to you, and you seemed like you were having fun while you were on the show.
I was having a ball.
You can tell.
Surreal, you know, to watch a show, you know, on TV and to be, you know, in front of the camera, you know, and it was nice when people were like, well, Bon, I saw you this morning. You didn't tell me you were on Dr. Oz. It's just God opportunities, taking advantage of them.
Yes, thank you, you know, for saying that, because these are all opportunities the Lord gives us, and
yeah.
we have to take advantage of them. And you know, you could have cold feet, but you didn't. And
mm-hmm.
not only that, you know, you just excelled and thrived, and now they have you back, you know, over and over again. So I just wanted to kind of mention that because I thought that was pretty neat. Besides all the other movies that you've done in the area, like, that's just amazing. And that was back then. So let's talk about how you began your career on the stage and screen and how you got to this point for our listeners.
Oh, sure. So thank you again for having me. I am blessed to have started my musical journey when I was extremely young, and I was literally birthed into a family of singers and musicians and ministry leaders. And so my father was an amazing singer. And so I grew up just watching him doing quartets and singing in church and having solos. And so it was just a natural progression for me, as well as my brother, to, you know, be singing solos at 5 years old, or, you know, we'd be at family events and they're like, LaVon, sing. You know, so I was
that was
singing for the family, singing at the family reunions. And so it just got around that that's what LaVon does. LaVon, you know, LaVon sings. But what was important to me is that I saw the impact that music had on people.
Mm-hmm.
And so to be able to see that impact and then to have a relationship with Christ and know that it's helping the soul and the spirit just, you know, was like, this is what I want to do. This is what I want to do. And so it progressed into high school, into, you know, people calling me to sing at weddings and sing at events and churches. And so that's how it started. And then someone said, you should be combining singing and acting. And so around 2007, I started acting, and that was history.
That's so amazing. When I met you at the Narrow Way Christian Film Festival, I believe that you were like the MC, like you set up and introduced, you know, the programs and things like that. You were so talented that, oh my gosh, I'm like, this young lady is just amazing to me. And then I heard you sing, and then I'm like, okay, I'm done. Like, she's like,
yes.
Oh my goodness, your voice is so amazing. And after the break, we're gonna treat our audience to your song. But we're definitely gonna listen to your song. Trust, it's amazing, and they'll get a sample of your talent there. One of the things I wanted to ask you about, because you are a miniseries, and but I always say that you're, because there's so many facets to your talent and your giftings. But tell us about your education, because you hold, this is another amazing thing, you hold several, not just one college degree, but you hold several college degrees, which you've incorporated into all of your current ministries. So can you elaborate? Yeah, I want you to really elaborate on them, because I want to know why you chose the particular fields of studies that you did, and how the Lord is directing you through them for the plan for your journey. Because I'm just amazed. A lot of people, they'll get a college degree, which is great. I don't have one.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, so I'm always, I admire people who've been able to do that. But you have several, and then you actually utilize it for Christ, and you utilize it for the giftings he gave you. So go ahead and talk about that.
Sure. So that was a wonderful question, first of all. So I believe I am a lifelong learner, and so you will always find me taking a course, you know, doing something that's going to better how I serve the community. And so I started off in my journey because I knew I wanted to do music, but I also believe that, you know, we should start young and helping people when they're young. So I started my education background in early childhood education. So I got an associate's from our community college in New Jersey, and then I went and got my bachelor's in liberal studies and childhood studies at Rutgers University. And then I just was like, okay, I want to be a better leader. I entered into the corporate world, and I was like, I just want to take advantage of opportunities of education that my job was offering, and then just being a better leader in general. And so I got a master's in organizational leadership with a focus in social entrepreneurship at Eastern University. And so I was happy to have that at Eastern University, which I'm also a part of the alumni student advisory board, because that experience meant so much to me, and I wanted to continue to give back. I also am getting a certification, where it's a diploma in Christianity. You know, I want to be the most effective leader that I possibly can. And so I am working on that. So that's another, degree that I will have. But I believe in, you know, if we're to serve God's people, we should be as equipped as possible. And so you take advantage of every opportunity that is given to you, you know, to continue to learn and serve.
That's so amazing. And that's through Eastern University, your advisory board?
That's actually, yes, Eastern University Student Alumni Advisory Board. So I'm happy that I just took that position just to further the mission of the school, because I felt like what they were doing was amazing, and I wanted to support that and help other people get education and continue to serve the school.
I love that you have a servant's heart, LaVonne. I love that. You have so much depth to you, just, just beyond your natural talents, like I said. And you're also, I love this, you're the vice president of the Administration of Young Professionals. Can you talk about your role there? And what does the Young Professionals, is it a Philadelphia?
So it's actually a national program. It's called the Urban League. The Urban League.
And yeah,
so,
I'm familiar
yes,
with that.
Yes, and so I'm just happy to be a part of the Urban League. I actually came upon it by a coworker, and who said, LaVonne, you need to be a part of, you know, this organization, but the young professionals in particular, because they are doing things in the community. And I know that's, you know, all about, you know, what you stand for. And so the Urban League is a organization that focuses on civil rights and uplifting the community by, you know, really getting in and providing programming that supports the needs of the community. And so we have the young professional side of it for people who are under 42, that we really, you know, support the affiliate's purpose, their mission to do good, and to not just say we're doing good, but to actually provide services and opportunities for people to get involved in economic empowerment, you know, and provide educational opportunities. So I've been a part of it since 2017, and I was afforded the opportunity to be vice president of administration. So I have some committees under me, and it's just another opportunity to serve, you know, to encourage people to vote, to encourage people to, you know, be involved in the community that raised them or that they're working in. So it's just another extension. I felt like it was in line with my purpose.
Do you ever sleep?
Honestly, not very much. You know.
Oh my goodness, you have so many committees you're a part of, and I love that you impact your own backyard. Like, if everybody took that stance and everybody wanted to impact and empower and better our own local communities, yeah, you know, a great world we would have. I just love that. And I remember when at the Christian Film Festival, you also had an organization that that you were doing at that time who were providing, like, goods and services to women in need and collecting, like, soaps and, you know, just basic needs for people. And so then that was another one of your amazing outreaches. And it's also one of the attributes that I love about you is your heart for women in need. And through your many community outreach programs, you're the founder of Love Blueprint, Inc., and Say Something Good. So can you talk to us about that, those programs?
Yes. And so Love Blueprint was actually birthed out of the toxic relationship that I went through. I felt like in the midst of God speaking to me and helping me get out of that situation, he was like, serve. You have to serve. That's
wow.
who you are. And
love
you've
it.
Been, you know, in this, you know, very traumatic experience, but that's how, you know, God deals with me, you know, healing wise. And so,
mm-hmm.
you know, I was still in that relationship, but I felt compelled to serve. And so I rallied up a bunch of my friends that, you know, were willing to share their resources and their knowledge with women who, you know, and it's not always about you having all these degrees and you having so much more than someone else. It's about you being a few steps for above someone that you can help them. So you don't have to be completely out of your situation. You don't have to have, you know, the best of the best of the education that there is. You just have to be willing to help somebody else get to where you are, and then you keep growing, and then you pull them up, and then you keep going, and you pull them up. And that was what I felt like I needed to do. And so I started going into shelters and just helping women, you know, get through hard times. And so I would bring resources like, you know, fitness professionals on how to still stay healthy in the situation that they're in, how to still finance, you know, still save money. So I brought, you know, banks in to come and show how can you save money where you are, how, you know, we had it catered, we bought clothes, you know, because wearing something nice does do something for you on the inside.
It does.
And so we bought clothes and we bought, you know, people who were, this is what they do, but, you know, they take care of the body. And so we had people do, you know, facials and to make people feel good on the outside and hoping that it would reflect on the inside. And so out of that, you know, Love Blueprint was birthed. And so I started that nonprofit so I can provide those services in a more structured atmosphere, because I realized that there was a need. And I was like, okay, we have to make this more of a structured situation so that I can keep it going and have some sustainability. And so, and then Say Something Good LLC. I believe that I'm a singer, and that is my first, you know, my first business, but I wanted to make sure that when I got off the stage, I still had resources for people to stay motivated. I have my music, but, you know, I decided to do the greeting cards, and I decided to have materials, and I will be having courses that will be just supporting the growth of people, the growth of where they want to go in their journey, specifically women who have been through traumatic experiences like myself and trauma. So it's just all a part of using my voice to help people get to where they want to get to in life.
And to go back towards talking about your degrees, that's your organizational leadership degrees at work.
Yes.
That's what I'm talking about. Like,
yes.
I love that, though. And I love how the Lord put your heart there ahead of those organizations to get your degree, to give you credibility
mm-hmm.
and
yeah.
for that, for those organizations, you know. And then you are brave and courageous enough to go back and help other people and admit that you were once there yourself, and you weren't
mm-hmm.
even out of your situation at that time when you were
mm-hmm.
still willing to serve. And I love how you say that we have to be willing. And so that is something that the Lord also taught me years ago, that
mm-hmm.
you don't have to be quite prepared, or, well, I don't have a degree and I'm a radio host, but the Lord said, and Melinda
mm-hmm.
said, that's okay. You know, you have a passion and a love for helping others.
Yes.
And for, you know, you have a passion for that. That's all the credibility we need. So the Lord equips us when he calls
yes.
us. And,
yes.
you know, so he just wants you to be willing to step out a little bit, out of your comfort zone,
absolutely.
Into faith, and look what God can do with a little bit of faith, stepping out. And doesn't it empower you? Didn't you find that that empowered you in your situation or in your at that time by serving others and helping them through what you were going through at that same time?
Absolutely.
I would imagine.
Absolutely.
And yeah,
I was going to say, as a leader, I've always been a leader, but as a leader, you know, we go through a point where it's like, wow, I found myself in this, and I'm a leader,
yes.
and now I'm ashamed that I found myself in a situation I never thought I would, and I want to, you know, dispel that way of thinking. You know, no one
right.
is perfect. You know, we
no.
are all growing. We are all, you know, in this journey, especially if you are, you know, on your journey with Christ, you know, we can
exactly.
never be so high that we think that things are not going to affect us. But then when they do affect us, we do not allow the shame and the guilt
no.
or, you know, I'm a leader in my community. I can't say that I need help. I can't say that I, you know, have fallen into something and because that's what I suffered with, you know, always being
aww.
The person that helps everybody else. It's like, no, I need help. LaVon, you have to take care of yourself. And a lot of times leaders, women, we don't do that. We take care of everybody else. We try
mm-hmm.
to save everyone else. And I want us to be, you know, very cognizant of we do need to take care of ourselves. And you should not feel guilty for
no.
taking care of yourself. Self-care is a real thing. And it will help you help others. But you have to first, like they say when you're on a plane, you have to first put the mask on yourself. And so that's what
yeah.
I want to encourage, you know, women like myself to always do.
And the Lord tells us there's no condemnation in Christ Jesus.
Yes. Yeah.
There's no condemnation. And you're right. Yeah, we're all human. We all have a process to go through. I remember I went through my own journey like 10 years ago or whatever. And I remember me asking the Lord, I don't even know what my purpose is. I was coming out of being
mm-hmm.
a stay-at-home mom, just trying to reenter the workforce. And I feel like I forgot who I was, which a lot of women go through that, I think.
Mm-hmm.
But I forgot who I was. And I just asked the Lord, like, I don't even know what my purpose is. And so the Lord said to me, really clear in my spirit, he said, what did you just come through? What did you come out of? What trials did I brought you through in your life? Then you go back and help other people out of those. That's why I allow trials. He doesn't give us
yeah.
those trials, but he allows them. And
yeah.
when you come through them, because we know we're overcomers in Christ, when we overcome them and we come out of those, and, you know, to your point, you know, you didn't even come completely out of yours and you were back there helping
mm-hmm.
other people through the same thing. And that's why he allows trials in our lives to go through and help
mm-hmm.
other people, to help each other in our communities
yeah.
and in our sphere of influence and just the people around us. He also said, you know, I don't expect you to, you know, you don't have to change the entire world. You don't have
mm-hmm.
to, you don't have to help everybody in the whole world. But I do expect you to help others around you that I put right in front of you. And
yeah.
that's why I just love your heart so much, because that's what you do every day. That's what you do. And I just love how you have your degree and you utilize it for that and for your good and for the good of all those around you. I just think you're such a beautiful and amazing soul and amazing spirit. And it does come out through your amazing music, LaVon.
Mm.
So on that note, we're going to hold that thought, and we're going to take a short commercial break. And when we return, we're going to talk more with LaVon, and we're going to
mm-hmm.
treat you to her latest single release, Trust. Please feel free, if you want to call in, if you have any questions or comments for LaVon, you can call in at 347-324-5246 and press the number 1 to come on air. And we'll be back with LaVon Nichols of The LaVon Nichols Show.
I want to get back to being in my community group.
I want to continue having a soccer season.
So I can throw parties again.
So I can go to her parties.
It'd really be nice to dine in instead of getting delivery for a change.
So I can feel safe and protected for myself and my students.
We each have our own reason for why we're getting vaccinated against COVID-19. What will yours be?
Visit GetVaccineAnswers.org for information on the COVID-19 vaccines. It's up to you. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Well, I'm really excited now to treat all of you to LaVon's spectacular latest release entitled Trust. So let's take a listen.
Even though a little bleak right now, can't see how I'll ever make it out. A little lonely, a little with your consistent way. I know you will, I know you can, so I place my life in your hands. I know you'll show up, I know you'll come.
Wow. there's just no words. It's such a beautiful song, and it just feeds my spirit every time I hear your song, LaVon. I know I told you this earlier, but when I was listening to this song, I just had my hands in the air the very first time I heard it. I just was sitting in my office chair and just swiveling around with my eyes closed, and I had my hands in the air in worship. It just it just spoke so much to my spirit. I just thought, what a beautiful, beautiful song to the Lord. It must have made the Lord smile and God smile so much, our Father God, just to hear those songs of affirmation and for Him, like just to know that you trust in Him that much, and that you're saying, yeah, I trust you through all my trials because you're true. And so I just wanted, and I'm adding that definitely to my playlist for my worship time with the Lord, my own personal time. It's so beautiful. And so can you talk to us about the inspiration for this song and why it's special to you? And just how did the words come to you, easily, or was there something that just, like that song, I Can Only Imagine by Mercy Me. I don't know if you've ever seen that movie, but the Lord actually just gave him that song in 10 minutes. So was it that kind of experience for you?
I will say that, you know, that's another way God deals with me and speaks to me is through music. And so I'm always writing. I'm always singing. And, you know, when I'm happy, I'm singing. You know, I'm writing a song, so I always have my, you know, voice memo collecting, you know, songs. And when I'm sad and when I'm going through, I sing and I write. And, you know, in my time of worship, that song came to me because I was just going through some things where I was like, I just need another level of trusting you. You know, you have brought me through so many things, but, you know, this is different, and I just need another level of trusting you and just, you know, increasing in my faith. And so, again, you know, when I was worshiping, this song came to me. And, you know, at first I kept it to myself because I couldn't stop crying every time I would sing it. It was so
it makes
so
me cry
personal.
Too. It is.
It was so personal, and I felt God was like, share it. And I was like, share it? I can't stop crying. So how am I going to sing this song if I can't stop crying? And I wrote this song in the beginning of 2019 now. Is that the beginning of the pandemic? I feel like I've lost some time.
Yeah.
Or 2020. I wrote that song, and, you know, in the midst of that, I felt God was saying, LaVon, no matter what, put music out. I've been singing for a long time. I've other artists, you know, doing background for them. And, you know, I do travel and sing, but I had never really put anything out music-wise. I recorded it, but didn't put it out. And so God said, no matter what, you're putting out music this year. And so, I was like, okay, well, this is the song. I'm going to find a producer. And interesting enough, as soon as I found the producer, maybe a week or so later, once we established our schedule and everything, the pandemic hit. And I was like, okay, God, you said put this music out. Yeah, you know, and I really had to walk out the words to that song. On a whole, like, you know, I was going through something and God was helping me through it, and then the pandemic hit, and the words became even more applicable. And I was just like, okay, all right, this is for someone else. Because we went through so many things in 2020 that it was just trusting God and knowing that, you know, that He's there, that He can do it, and He will do it. He just needs us to trust Him. And there's a scripture that says, when I am afraid, I put my trust in you, in Psalms 56. And so it's like, you know, we had so many things that happened, traumatic experiences that happened to us in 2020, that I started to get testimonies once the song was released. Of how people were trusting God, you know, when their husband was sick and on his deathbed, or trusting God because they were sick, or trusting God, you know, that He was going to help them through the trauma of George Floyd and the depression of being at home and not being around their friends because of the pandemic. And so it just confirmed, you know, that this was the season, not only for myself, but so many other people, to remember who God is, remember what he said in his word. His promises do not go away just because things are happening. They're still there. We just have to be reminded that he can, that he will, and that we are to always put our trust in him.
And you also sang, did you sing this at the Juneteenth? You sang at a Juneteenth festival? Didn't you have a Juneteenth festival you sang at?
I did not get a chance to sing it at the Juneteenth festival. I sang another very powerful song from the Harriet Tubman movie, but that was my intention to sing that song there. But since then, I have had an opportunity to sing that song out a few different occasions, you know, and it's powerful still for me. But just to hear, you know, someone say a few weeks ago, I sang the song, and, you know, that's as an artist, as a servant leader, as a worshiper, it's just my heart for someone, the person got up after me and said, your song helped heal me. I realize I have to forgive my father.
Mm-hmm.
And
wow.
I was like, okay, God, like, if I didn't come here for anything else, that's what I came for, to help someone start the journey of healing and to know. And so I believe that that song is really a seed that is planted. I might never see the harvest. I might never know how, you know, it blessed someone, but if I can plant the seed to help someone grow closer to God and grow in their faith, then that's what it's all about for me.
I love how the Lord encouraged you to share your song with others because it was so personal. It's sort of like reading a love letter to the Lord out loud to people.
Mm.
Like, no, I wrote this for you. Like, this is between you and me. And so I really love how he encouraged you to, like, I don't want you to keep this love for me to yourself. I want you to share it through others because it's healing other people. And it certainly did for me. It's so affirming and so powerful of a song. And your music and your voice lends to that power and that affirmation too. It's not just the lyrics, but it's also the combination of the beautiful voice that he gave you that does that. Isn't it amazing how music stirs your spirit and heals your spirit? It's like a medicine for your soul. And it's just so beautiful the way you utilize your giftings in that way. And so I wanted to ask you about, because I'm always fascinated by people who have a musical ability. I've sang in community theater and things like that, but I don't call myself a singer. I can sing, I can carry a tune, you know, I'm okay for community, you know, but I'm not putting myself out there like as a soloist, or and I certainly don't write and create my own lyrics and music. So did you write the music as well?
So I came to my producer with the lyric song and, you know, some general structures of how I wanted the song to feel, to sound, as far as the instruments that, you know, that I wanted, you know. And so he does what he does best, Donna Robinson of Philadelphia. He, you know, made it come to life, alive by, you know, really putting some great musicians together to take what I had and run with it. And so, it was a great it was a great experience. We even during the pandemic, you know, and I'm so glad that he pressed through, you know, putting out music during a pandemic where we did a lot of things virtual, rehearsals virtually, and getting the right software to get it done until we were able to get into the studio and actually record it. So I'm grateful for him trusting that God was speaking to me to put this out.
Yeah, it was probably in a healing process for you. For you know, the words, you were going through something, and that's why you, you know, you wrote it. So in that process, it probably, you know, also did the same for you. It's just amazing to me how the Lord works. And but I love how you're willing. Thank you for sharing your heart through the song for something that was so personal to you. And so that's a gift. It's a gift of ours to the heart. And so that kind of segues into something else I want to talk about from your heart that I love about you. And that's your L notes, your greeting card. So I want to make sure that we talked about this important project of yours, and I truly love, and I need to order for myself. So tell us about L notes greeting cards. I want to hear about this.
And so you said something when you were talking about the music, but I started L notes because it was something that God gave me, you know, years ago. I feel like I may have had that name in my head when I was in high school, but it was LaVon's notes. And then I also would interchange that with love notes and my love notes to God. And so you said that just a few minutes ago, and I was like, that's why you don't see it says L notes, because it could be love notes. It could be LaVon notes, depending on, you know,
LaVon's
where
love notes.
It's coming. Yeah. Yep. And so I just wanted to, like I said before, continue to encourage people. I believe that I'm here on this planet to use my voice to inspire and encourage other people to be their best. And so during the pandemic, I was like, I want to connect with my friends and my family. And so I have always been a lover of cards. I get that from my mother. We send cards all the time. My mom still to this day will send me a card every single month, send my brother a card, because that's just how she expresses love. And so I adopted that same love for cards, and I connected with a beautiful woman in Philadelphia, a creative who had a greeting card company and had been doing this for years. And she said, LaVon, you are so encouraging. Your words need to be on a card. And I was like, I love cards. I just never thought about having my own, you know, collection. And so, you know, as she was talking, I said, Amy, her name is Amy Smith. I said, Amy, I have a box of cards underneath my desk right now. And I showed her while we were on video chat, and she was like, okay, let's do this. And so that's how that, you know, came about, my love for cards and sending encouragement to other people, let them know I'm thinking of them. And then someone really encouraging me to say, you know, your words, you know, belong on cards. And you should be sharing this with other people. And so I created a 14-card collection. And it was my collaboration with A. Smith and Company, based in South Jersey, Philadelphia area. And it was just an opportunity to put affirmation, to put love in a card and send it to those who are special in your life. And so the cards are all a little different, but they all have a motivation, inspiration message to them. When you look at the cards, you'll see that there are some that are dealing with friendship and love, love of, you know, a romantic partner, and love of God, healing, all the things that I am passionate about. And so it's been amazing to see the reception that I've gotten from people who have purchased the cards, or when I'm out singing and I have them on my table and people say, I can connect to that. You know, that, you know, God, you know, heals broken hearts, or that God didn't create us to lose, or let's embrace the journey together, because we're always on a journey. And so they're blank on the inside because I want you to be able to customize them for the person that you're singing, you're sending them to. So, you know, we go to cards in the stores, and sometimes it's like, but I wanted to say something just a little different. And so this gives you the opportunity to really put your heart and put your love notes, you know, in this card and send them to other people.
They're amazing, and they're so beautiful. So I'm going to hang up and order a box for myself because they are I was looking through them, and I thought, you know, you can send – it's not just for geared towards women, like you said.
No.
Anybody who needs any kind of encouragement could benefit from one of these cards. And you know what? I kind of love the idea of sending an old-fashioned mail or card. Like, you know how excited you get when you get something in the mail, like, because most of the time you get bills or circulars or the newspaper or something. To get a personal note, you know, from a friend, it's exciting to get, like, a nice little encouragement note in the mail just because type of a.
It absolutely is, because we get text messages and we get, you know, Facebook messages, but it says something to me when someone took the time out to, you know, to
handwrite a note,
card, to give me a tangible something that I can hold and put on my shelf and remember, like, this person was thinking about me at a specific time, and they went to the extent of handing it to me or putting a stamp on it and mailing it to me. There's something to be said for that, as you say, old-fashioned, you know, way of connecting with people.
I kind of miss that. I'm sort of like lately, like wanting to go back to the basics. Like,
mm-hmm.
you know, I just, and that is one of those things that I think have become a lost art of sending cards. If people don't do it enough anymore, I don't think, or write a letter to someone and just put it into the mail, you know. So, you know, it's motivational for me to kind of get back to the basics
mm-hmm.
and to bless people. So it's something, it's a tool that I can use, thank you, to show people I love. How much I care about them. My mom, as well, used to send us cards, very good at doing that. And
mm-hmm.
Sometimes she'd write a little personal note in it or whatever. And so I started putting them in my Bible. And so when I get special notes or cards that are special to me or from special people, I put them in my Bible. And my mom passed away last October. And so, you know what, I just start pulling out the cards that she gave
mm-hmm.
me and reading back like 5-10 years ago and looking at her handwriting and which had begun to deteriorate. She was 95 when she
mm-hmm.
passed. So, you know, just
mm-hmm.
looking back at just all the beautiful things, pictures she would put in, and I'm like, oh, my gosh. So it really is, it's time-honoring.
It is, and I'm so glad you have that ability to go back and read her beautiful words to you.
I know, and so that's what you, so when I really spoke to me with your own notes, I'm like, we need to go back to this. And so thank you for that, because it inspired me personally for that as well, and also your song. I just think you're an amazing, I don't want to say, what's the word I want to use? You're just an amazing soul, an amazing spirit that the Lord is utilizing in this world and in so many different ways to reach so many different people, to reach the masses of people in your, not just in your sphere of influence, but with your music, with your cards, with just all your giftings. Your community outreach is amazing to me. So I just want to celebrate you and say thank you again just for being open and candid. For giving me your valuable time to come on our show and to share your personal journey with us and treating us to your beautiful and gifted voice that really, truly encouraged and uplifted us here this morning. I can tell you again that I placed your song Trust in my own playlist for my own personal time to worship with the Lord. And so just to give back, I would love to say a quick prayer over you to close out this portion of the program.
Thank you.
So, Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you today for the gifts and talents of my dear friend, LaVon Nichols. I give thanks for her pure and humble heart to serve you by serving others who are hurting and need hope, love, and encouragement. I thank you for the many ways you've gifted her to reach the masses who may have needed to hear the testimony of someone who walked in their shoes and has made it through with victory. Lord, I ask that you continue to prosper LaVon and her numerous ministries and projects and to protect her and encourage her along her own personal journey. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Gabby.
You're welcome. And thank you so much again for being here. It was truly a blessing for me. So if you would like to find out more about the many talents and ministries of LaVon Nichols yourself, or how you can inquire to have LaVon sing or speak at your next event, simply visit her website at www.lavonnichols.com. Let me spell that for you. It's LaVonNichols.com or email at nichols.lavon@gmail.com or simply call 856-677-8781. Do you have someone in your life who needs some love and encouragement? So why not send them one of LaVon's beautiful greeting cards? There are 14 different cards to choose from. A card created by LaVon's L-Notes is a gift from the heart. So go to and I'm going to spell this, A Smythe Company, and it's A-S-M-Y-T-H Patreon.com/ Lavonne, LAVONNE, dash Nichols, NICHOLS, or simply visit her website at LavonneNichols.com. Also, you can go to UpToMeRadio.com in a day or two, and we'll also feature her link for her L Notes for you to purchase her cards on our website. On social media, you can follow Lavonne Nichols on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Dailymotion, and Twitter at Songbird Music, and that's at Song, B-Y-R-D, Music. The Up to Me Magazine Show will be back next Saturday morning at 10 a.m. with another fabulous guest to inspire and educate you. So mark your calendars and meet me here at the Gabby G Cafe. And on behalf of Mel D and myself and the entire cast of Up to Me Radio, this is Gabby G saying take five this week and be inspired to ask yourself about your own Up to Me journey. Then come back and share it with me, because you know what? It's your life, your journey. It's up to you. Take us out, Mel D, as we listen to our fabulous theme song, Wake Up, by Blessed Love Gospel Reggae Band.
It's up to me to be the very best I can be. And it's up to you.
We shall be one in time. said, wake up,